to The Fulfilled Accountant, the podcast that teaches you how to actually enjoy your work as an accounting or finance professional and have a life. Learn the tools to live with less stress and feel fulfilled, happy, and valuable, while also creating the success you desire in your career. If you're finished playing the game by outdated rules, you're in the right place. I'm your host, former accountant and multi-passionate entrepreneur turned life coach, Sarah Nemacek. About a week ago, I asked my son what he thought we should do for New Year's this year. What he said about New Year's resolutions really kind of surprised me. And he said it with such certainty and matter-of-factness, and it was so insightful. You have him to thank for today's episode. So here's what he actually said, quite unprompted other than what I thought was an innocent question about New Year's traditions. He said, "Well, I don't want to set any New Year's resolutions. Those only exist to make you feel bad about yourself, and then you break them anyway." He's 12. And because I'm both a coach and a homeschooling mom, of course I was super intrigued. I'm always fascinated by how he comes up with these ideas and where he gets them and why he believes them and all this whole thought process stuff. So he indulged me and explained that he believes the goals that people set for New Year's are things that you probably won't achieve, and then you'll feel bad about yourself when you don't achieve them. I can't say I disagree with him, but I love that he can see this at a young age. So today I want to dive into New Year's resolutions and goals, because we are starting a new year, and it's a time where everything around us encourages us to start fresh. As in all the media, our friends, our family, all these people, everything's talking about it. It's just like hitting you in the face left and right. So whether you're into resolutions and goals or not, your brain is likely thinking about it and considering what you might want to do differently this year. I actually haven't set formal New Year's resolutions in years, but I do like to set goals and I like to reflect and like to think about things, just not in the way that I was taught you were supposed to do for New Year's. If you're like my son and me and you find this time of year uncomfortable, arbitrary, and also wonder if you're missing something, here's what I can offer you instead. Spend some time reflecting on the year past and the year ahead, but do it with a more structured framework. First, get into a brain space where you can see yourself as a whole, complete, worthy human, not someone who is lacking, broken, or flawed to the point where you're judging yourself and your year with disgust. Start with the facts and related stories of the last year. What went well last year? What worked for you? What do you want to keep doing in the new year? What did you not like about the last year? What didn't work for you? What do you want to leave behind? You're allowed to feel regret, remorse, or disappointment about the year that just ended. But be clear with yourself about what you actually feel those things about. Don't stay in a vague, "Well, you know, last year kind of sucked because, well, I suck and there's no hope for me because I'm just not meant to have a better life" space. That's not where you want to be. You can't make any real goals from that space, and it just feels terrible. But also don't try to push away those feelings. If you were super disappointed with some things for last year, acknowledge that to yourself. Write it down, say it out loud, whatever it takes to do that. Because resisting it and pretending that you're fine and not actually disappointed will just have you making those crazy resolutions that you don't actually believe in. And that will also feel terrible all year. For example, if you wanted to make a certain amount of money, change jobs, or lose 20 pounds last year and you didn't, if you pretend that it doesn't actually matter to you that it didn't happen, you will likely make another similar goal this year and take the same non-productive actions and feel crappy as you go through the new year. Instead, look at the facts of the last year related to both your achievements and your misses. Celebrate what you achieved. Everyone achieves something, always, even if you don't like to admit it to yourself. If you're telling yourself you didn't achieve things, you are lying to yourself. There you go. Someone had to say it. You need to know that you are achieving things. So go find some things that you're proud of and happy about. And for the things that didn't go how you planned or hoped, be clear with yourself what you think caused that. This can be an incredibly uncomfortable process. It requires you to look at yourself without a shield, without excuses. So keep it factual and maybe pretend that you're a doctor or a car mechanic looking for a very normal, solvable explanation. The reason you didn't hit goals is never because you suck and aren't a person who can achieve goals. Usually the reason we don't hit goals is something more like, "I only tried once. I stopped taking action. I let this thing that happened mean that I was a failure and so I gave up." At least that's what I find when I reflect on the things that I didn't follow through on. When you do this more and more often, you will find more and more useful answers and it will feel less and less uncomfortable. Because you will stop making it mean that something is wrong with you personally as a human. Seriously, I know this because this has been my own work for years and it still is. It always will be. Once you've done some reflecting and have a more clear understanding of what you liked, what worked, what you didn't like, and what didn't work, it's time to think about the year ahead of you. What would you actually like to happen this year? What do you want to achieve? What do you want your life, your job, your income, your family, your health, all the things to look like? What do you want to make sure is part of your life, and what would you love to get rid of? Do you want more social activities, less commitments and busyness? Do you want a promotion and a raise? Do you love where you are and want to make sure you get to keep having your life be this wonderful? Do you want to achieve a new physical or health goal? Do you want to travel, write a book, buy a house, start a business? Make a list of the things you want for this year. Then pick a handful of your most desired things, probably no more than 5, and get detailed. If you fast forward to this time next year, how will you know if you have achieved these things? Here's what I mean. I used to resolve to work out more, get in shape, be healthier, travel more, or save more money. These are pretty common goals, I think, and they are precisely the reason New Year's resolutions get a bad rep. They're way too vague, and at least for me, they're based on my judging myself as less than perfect in these areas. They also have no measurable aspects to them, so how would you even know if you met them or not? When I say I want to get in shape or work out more or be healthier, it's because I feel out of shape, unhealthy, and just blah, right? I'm mad at myself for being out of shape. But because I feel so bad when I'm setting that goal, I can hardly imagine myself in shape again. So being specific feels way too scary. Specific would look more like if I actually sat down at the beginning of the year with clarity and said, here's what getting in shape means. It means that by the end of the year, I've established the habit of working out 5 days a week. I have run 3 road races at a specific pace, and I would figure out what those are. I've lost 10 pounds. I fit into my old clothes, and I could be specific about which ones or something. And I have started eating, or I consistently eat according to a very specific healthy diet plan. That would be very clear, but also the reason I avoided that in the past was because it was also really terrifying. It felt really out there, lofty, kind of like, oh, well, I can't do that. That's my perfectionist self. Like, nope, not available to me. Because what if I failed? What if I didn't get there exactly? Or what if it looked different along the way? So to feel safe, I would leave it vague. And then I would be more likely to hit my goal of, quote, getting in shape or being healthier because I wouldn't actually know if I met it or not. So at the end of the year, I could choose to feel good, like, yeah, I did it, or to feel bad because I didn't really do it. So what really happened is I always felt bad because I didn't really know if I met it or not. Have you been doing this to yourself too? So here's the thing about getting to that level of specificity. You actually give yourself so much clarity that you can actually make a real plan. You can make a plan that includes space for failure along the way. Because yeah, there is of course going to be failure for any attempt at something new or different. The plan is not to be out of shape today and hit all those very specific targets tomorrow. That's just weird to think, like, that's where my brain goes when I set these kinds of goals. And I think that's where a lot of us go, but it is not logical in the slightest. Instead, the goal is to spend each day for the next year becoming the person who lives in a way where having achieved that list of specific goals is part of your life. Like, that's your new normal. Not tomorrow, but over the course of the next year, you will eventually reach the place where that is your normal. And the way that that becomes your normal and you get to those specific goals is to spend more time thinking, feeling, and acting from your future self. Your future self is the person you will be when you reach the goals, because the way we think, feel, and act determines everything that we create in life. So you want to spend more time thinking, feeling, and acting from your future self than you do thinking, feeling, and acting as you are right now, which is a hurdle, which is what I coach people on all day long, all the time, because that is how we get to the growth we want. So once you get past the initial discomfort of creating this clarity in your goals and entertaining their possibility, you can start to get comfortable with seeing yourself as this person who actually can have this as your normal life. You don't feel comfortable immediately when you write it down. In fact, you probably are like, oh my God, what am I doing? This can't be real for me. But you can start practicing it and you can find little things and go one step at a time. You can also work backward and forward on your goals. That means you can go to the place of having already achieved it and go, what was it like a month before that, 2 months before that, and keep working backward that way. And then you can go forward, like, what are the actions that I would have been taking every day leading up to my interim goals and my final goals? And this works for business, career, life, pretty much anything that you want. This is the process that gets you there. The biggest obstacle is always going to be your brain. It is so easy to feel overwhelmed by the long distance that you feel between where you are now and where you want to be. Most of us either don't believe the thing that we want is possible for us specifically, like it's for other people, but not for me, or we don't believe the process that we've identified will work. And that can happen even if someone gives you a specific plan. You still have to get yourself on board to follow through and trust it. That's why I don't tell people what their strategy should be. I help them decide what they want their strategy to be and then believe it and follow through on it. It's so much more powerful than when someone's like, here's my turnkey solution, because most of us don't even follow through on that, even though we're like, I paid all this money to get this turnkey solution for myself, but I don't want to do it because of whatever reason. The believing in it, trusting it, and following through is literally some of the hardest work that my clients do with me. So when you create specific goals, it's like plugging that result into your brain like a GPS system. It will then feed you the daily plan to navigate all those twists, turns, and construction zones that you didn't anticipate. The specificity of your plan and your goal can help you get back on track if you miss a day, if you don't take one of the actions that you said you would, or if you miss some goals along the way. Just like when you're driving somewhere, you can miss a turn, turn the wrong way, or get stuck in traffic. But you probably still believe that you're going to get to your destination because you plugged it into your GPS and you trust the process. You can learn to trust that process with your life, your career, your business, whatever your goals are, and just keep going. So I encourage you to challenge yourself this year. Think in possibilities as opposed to probabilities as you dream about the year ahead of you. I know you're a financially brained person and you probably love probability and reality thinking. You love phrases like the truth is, or the truth of the matter is, or in reality, blah, blah, blah. I hear that all day long. But that's actually a reason that you use to avoid change in action. Probability tends to be about hedging your bets, cutting your losses, and not losing. Sadly, life is much more constrained and less fulfilling when you use that approach because you never let yourself come out of that place, or at least it's very rare. So start with facts as you look at the last year and acknowledge yourself as whole and worthy. If you have nothing to prove with your achievements, what would you want to do this year? Meaning, if you don't need to do things to prove that you're worthy or good enough or whatever, what would you want to do this year? It's a great way to start with some brainstorming of goals if you aren't having things come to you easily. Get super detailed about how that looks, what the having the result looks like, what it feels like, and then ask yourself what you believe about yourself when you get there and along the way. What things could you do? What actions could you take to help you achieve it? So now you have a much more useful approach to your New Year's resolution tradition. And honestly, you can and should do this any time of year. I really think it's helpful to do it several times because it's like anything. It's a practice. The more you do it, the easier it is, the more comfort you have with the process because you're creating a habit. And it even relieves the pressure of this arbitrary calendar thing about New Year driving your actions. So if you don't want to do it right now, great, do it later. Or do it now and do it every quarter. Happy New Year, everyone. Here's to you creating the year that you actually want this year. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in. And remember to come back for more each week to keep your brain operating at its highest level so you can enjoy your accounting and finance career while also having a life you love. Want even more tips on living a life you love while feeling less stressed and more fulfilled in your accounting and finance work? Get on my email list where I share new perspectives every week. Seriously, I think you'll enjoy these emails. Sign up at the link in the show notes or by visiting my website at sarahnemecek.com.